can't build on that area. I just wonder if it should, formally be included in that sensitive area.
Well, it's.
But.
Plus, we have this open space requirement of 55%, so none of that is buildable.
Okay, that makes sense. So you're covered.
You're right,
that
Rob. There are other protections. It's not part of the extra conservation easement that Chuck's already dedicated, but it is protected through the plan.
I just wanted to make sure it's clear what that line is and that you're it's somehow protected everything there and that you're not planning on building over part of that.
This green area will be recorded on the plat as non-buildable.
Okay, that would resolve it in my mind.
It seems like when we were out there for our field trip, they had been doing some work to kind of assess the recharge rates and so forth. What was determined there?
We don't have to study that.
The study's not that good. What I've been told is that there was plenty of flow and water up to 100 degrees. So they were real pleased with what they got out of the, I think, 6 test pools they did. But the report isn't done yet. As soon as we get it.
Okay, thanks.
So you're looking at ground source heat pumps, basically?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
So you're finished with your presentation, Michael. Any questions, other questions for Michael at this point?
Just out of curiosity, the building that's going to preserve the horror house, as we called it on the walkthrough, what is your plan? What is that going to be?
Well, right now we're looking at some programming there that will be used by the spa itself. You know, whether that's, arts and crafts or boutique or something like that. We'll try to get some programming out of it, along with probably some detail.
So, Paul, did you have other information that you were planning on presenting?
I just wanted to discuss the sensitive line.
Okay. Any other questions for anybody?
I guess this is for Wes. If that road that connects to Bury Lane, is that going to be a four-way? Is that my understanding?
Correct, yeah.
Are there going to be stop signs, or what is it going to be?
That's a little bit down the road. I would anticipate Bury Lane being a through road and a stop sign, interlocking, and the mountain spa here.
Okay.
And
why don't we do a roundabout? I mean, is there a reason not to, or advantages to doing a roundabout?
We already have so many.
I like it.
We haven't looked at it. Conservation easement and development rights and whatnot. We haven't looked at it at all yet. I do know I could say that the neighborhood will not be in favor of that.
Oh, really? And what?
What about put lights in that neighborhood?
Would put what?
Lights going around that
road. Oh.
Would put lights in that neighborhood because I've already had neighbors.
Yeah,
okay.
Going east would come around the roundabout and shine into.
And I'm not sure it makes it real easy coming into our property.
Okay.
Excuse me a little bit.
Okay.
So that's down the road, you said, Wes, for when that'll be determined what's going to be there as far as traffic control.
Yeah,
is that a traffic study later on, basically?
Get to that phase, but I would anticipate that being a two-way stop with Bury being a through.
Mm-hmm.
But, if at some time we do a traffic study and say that needs to be a four-way stop, that's easy to accommodate.
And then phasing is not really addressed in here, and at this point, right? That's going to be later on?
We do have a phasing plan, and that happened to be one of the old sets of slides, but basically what it is phase one is the duplex and lodges right here, and then phase two is the core building. I want to wanna say phase three is the hotels and phase four would be the cottages. Backwards on those last two.
Nope, I think you're right.
And so they would be provided per phase. But the first phase is really, because of the distance, the road would have to be built all the way through the project north to south to meet our access requirements. And so it's pretty heavy on the front end when it comes to infrastructure.
So what's your thought specifically about not having the commercial use be part of phase one? Because, I mean, anytime you do a phasing, it could stop at whatever phase, right?
It could.
So
the thing is, our code
seems
right
a little
doesn't
weird.
Dictate that as an option, and we don't spell it out in our code that you have to do that. We did it regarding the village because of the conditional reason. That's why we have the ability in that project, but we don't really have that
but
here.
We wouldn't have the control here
what
to do that.
What the utility upfront costs, road, water, sewer, and I can't imagine anyone stopping at phase one.
Yeah, I can see that. Just
yeah,
curious.
We intend to have the next phase is pretty much come immediately.
Okay.
I just wanted to leave some flexibility there. The world ends halfway through the duplex project. We don't need to have a half-built spa, obviously. So that project, that first one, kind of proves everything out, and so it makes a lot of sense. But we need to build that because that really is the amenity for everybody.
Okay.
So just, and on that note, Chuck, just out of curiosity, can you speak to just your broad financial plan? Is it based on pre-selling, or you have a certain amount of investment up front to address the costs and things, long-term as the phases build out?
Yeah, from a funding standpoint, we've already raised the private capital to do the project, at least most of the project right now, so we're not even looking at financing at this point in time. We'd rather not have to do financing, so we've got private funds already raised for the project. We, again, from a conservative standpoint, as a developer, I've been in this business for almost 35 years, I think, and we like to take a real kind of measured approach at it and not try to build everything at once, because nobody ever knows. So our funding's in place, so we intend to start with the duplexes and then immediately follow with that spa.
Rough time frames. We may have already asked this, but do you have a
tomorrow?
Like to complete the whole thing?
Well, we're looking 3 years to complete really the whole thing. We're hoping to have entitlements done this year and get out and get our bidding done and start right away in the spring. We would like, in fact, that's why we asked Michael to maybe get an early demo permit in, because we kind of like to clean up that area. It's a mess and it's a real hazard.
Yeah.
Lot of kids out there, as you can see, and so we'd like to get that even done this fall, if possible. So our intent is to get it going right away, and the market is great. This product, the fractional product, we've been studying now for about 4 months, and we really, really like that product. It's been done here in the area and worked really well, and so we want to get it going as soon as we can.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, anybody want to start with a motion, get us moving here? Did you say sure?
Sure.
I thought I heard you.
Okay, I'll take a stab. I propose that we recommend approval of the Midway Mountain Spa master plan application for the proposed, and how is it pronounced?
Amiali. Just like it looks, you know?
Yeah. I wonder where you came out. Anyways, formerly known as the Mountain Spa, on 28.87 acres, the proposed master plan includes a resort, hotel, cottages, duplex units, public and private trails, and other resort-related amenity improvements. Property is located at approximately 800 north, 200 east in the resort zone. The proposal includes the findings of staff and the staff report, and the conditions are number one, a preliminary light mitigation plan, submitted to the city and agreeable to the city that will mitigate the potential impact to the surrounding residents. More detail must be submitted to determine that the required parking has been met, and water rights must be updated and calculated per phase.
Okay, we have a motion to recommend approval of this project with the conditions in the packet, the report. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Well, let's do a roll call. Why don't we start with Craig?
Aye.
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 All right, that motion carries.
I think it's just a point of order. Our two alternates wouldn't vote on this item since we have a full quorum.
Okay, okay.
So, sorry about that.
So your vote is stricken.
take them out.
You got the idea.
Okay. So on to item four.
Thank you. And I'm using means running water.
Okay.
Running water.
Hot running water.
We should have the hot water. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So before we get into this item, so I'll recuse myself from this one because I've been working on this project otherwise.
Okay.
And with chairman's approval, I'll remain here to answer questions and talk about proposed site plan that's
okay.
They'll be seen later, but Michael asked to review that.
Okay.
And then I can step out during the vote if you'd like, or however you want that.
Yeah, Michael, why do recused commissioners go completely out of range of hearing anything? Is there a requirement that be the case, or is it just some process that we followed?
So,
I mean, is it okay to Rob to stick around for part of this?
The idea on recusing is to not somehow influence other planning commissioners on how they vote,
yeah,
or how they perceive the item.
Give us crusty
so
looks or something.
How it's done.
But one thing I can do is in my comments, I can leave them not just solely related to the conceptual site plan and not speak to whether or not it's viable to have the road in there.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
So usually you don't have the planning commissioner end up being a representative of the applicant. In this case, we do, so it makes sense that
you can
be part of this.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of gray area when it comes to recusing.
Okay, didn't want to get in trouble. Okay, item four, Paul Berg, agent for Rising Heights LLC, is proposing a general plan amendment to amend the Midway City's road system master plan. The proposal would remove a portion of the future planned road from 200 South between 740 East and Mitchie Lane through parcel da 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 and parcel da 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 da. So, do I have to read that?
I'm going to need clarification on those parcels. So, our application is for a general plan amendment. In our general plan, we have quite a bit of different information and maps, and one of our maps has been adopted. Is a general plan amendment to go through the process of modifying the road system master plan. So this is an item where, much like our first item regarding the Performing Arts Center, you put on your legislative hat. And so you have broad discretion. You don't necessarily have to even have strong findings to deny a proposal regarding a legislative action. It is good to have good findings, though. But again, we're not acting administratively. This is legislatively looking at this item. So for the road system master plan, the proposal is to remove a section of 200 South from 740 East to Mitchie Lane. This impacts two separate parcels, one owned by Rising Heights LLC, who happens to be the applicant for this proposal. And then the second parcel is the Abraham Nearings Trust. And we do have a member of the family in the back row over here for the Abraham Nearings Trust. This section of road has been on the city street plan since 2011, and the applicant would like to build a school on some of the property where the road is planned. So this is a copy of our master road plan. That area that just popped up in yellow is what we're looking at for this proposal, this section right here. So here's a closer view of that. So the proposal would be to remove the road from here to here, so from 740 East to Mitchie Lane. You'll notice on this road system master plan, kind of the idea behind it is in this core area of town to create well, they continue to walk system. So Midway was a